Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Found one.
Oh.
Nice.
We always got our
clutch.
We always got our fantasy vibe in here.
Yes.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
Your Florida Panthers.
Wait, we got to say the your Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers.
But why didn't you?
Because I'm bad at my job. Figgy?
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Hello. So what did you take issue with my Bam Adebayo interview with me and Leroy? We were having a good time, and you said you were uncomfortable.
We're being a little dicey.
Wow.
Because you were like, good, but like it was kind of like forced.
That I said he was good.
Kind of, it was awkward. It was kind of like
I didn't find
you know,
it
you
awkward.
Had to be nice and say
yeah. You had to
good.
Be nice.
You're good.
I mean, he walked up
he's
to
your little high pitch.
He is good. No D Wade.
Oh, okay.
He is no D Wade.
Okay, all right.
That's an insult.
No, I just you know,
no,
I know,
but you know. Just the way you came about it, like whatever happened to always Bam.
Right.
I felt like the whole interview was always Bam. I thought we were having a good time. I didn't realize he took offense that I didn't have enough of his Bam representation on the home set.
I mean, so, to be honest, I didn't know one of those little Funko Pops.
It's hard to see them. It's hard to see them. I understand.
You need more of his face.
All right, I will figure out how to get more Bam Adebayo, as if there's not enough Bam Adebayo coverage from old Tobes. We will find out. We will find out how to get Bam more coverage and more Bam Adebayo.
You should. He's a friend of the show.
In the midst of the close set. Yeah. In the close set. Yeah, so the parade is coming up on Sunday. Are you going, J-Fig? Are you going to go to the parade? Or are you going to just watch it from home or listen to it on the ticket? Or on QAM, excuse me. Throwback.
This is second time you mentioned the ticket today.
Minus one.
Sometimes the Panthers get me thinking about the ticket because that was the first thing I did at the ticket.
Oh, Panthers?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway. What did you, are you going to make it out, Jason?
I will be there, yes.
Oh, nice. That means you have to leave your home at about 4 in the morning.
You realize, yes, JV.
Yeah.
Realize that there's going to be a lot of, Marcos was asking, like, hey, we're a 10 a.m. broadcast. The parade starts at 11, yeah?
Yes.
Is it start at 1. Does it start at 11 or does it start at 11?
Yeah, that's the same. 11, wink.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart. Listen,
it's South Florida.
That's what Jimmy Butler. We'll get to some of Jimmy Butler's comments that have come out. Maybe that's what we need to start doing with the Heat. But Jimmy Butler. But the Panthers parade starts at 11. Our broadcast starts at 10. I feel like I should get there at like 8. I don't even know. Like being based on what I saw at Raising Cane's, I can't imagine what this crowd is going to look like on A1A coming up on Sunday.
I got a friend who's actually starting a business. He'll be taking people over the bridge. He bought a tandem bicycle. So if you have just party of one, you can join the tandem bicycle. He has a basket in the front. You can sit in the front too. It's going to be cheaper than Uber. You know Uber rates are going to be sky high to get over to the parade. So
oh, yeah, for sure.
It's going to be rough.
For sure. I got a parking pass, though. I'm good. I'm in.
Now, we're do you think settled. There's going to be issues on the way out?
Well, you were brought this up, and I don't know. Because then I'm thinking to myself, maybe I should find, if that is the case, should I find another place to park? Because I do, my aunt lives down very close to A1A.
Yeah.
I could always park at her house and get my fat ass to walk over the beach. I don't really know how close she is to bow campers. I'm not really close because,
Bo's advice was actually, he was telling Hollywood to take a water taxi.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another option as well. Take some
Can
water
I take
jackets.
The Jungle Queen?
You know, I recently took the
My
Jungle
boy
Queen.
Todd from Jungle Queen. Can I go with Maui the lemur? And you are, man, can we have a lemur out at the parade?
Okay, hold on.
This isn't a circus.
You're asking for a little bit too much.
Just ask for a lemur? Put him in the cup. Put the lemur in the cup.
Oh, we need a lemur in the cup, dude. Okay. A lemur. Who gets it? Who do you think? So, like, is it on one bus? Is it going to be the whole team? Or are they going to be on multiple floats? And who gets the cup? Because this isn't a Tom Brady situation where you could throw that thing.
Correct. And I know there's no floats. I know there's all buses. I think since Bob had to go to Vegas, he's the one.
I haven't seen Bob get to hold this damn cup
since
Barkov handed it to him. I want Sergei Bobrovsky to get there. I feel like that's going to be the biggest chant. I think the parade chant, Bobby. I think that's going to be numero uno. Yeah. Everyone's going to be crazy for Bob.
Unless Barky starts his own chants again.
That's true.
Barky.
He is adorable.
He is adorable.
You know, more pictures of 11 are surfacing, and it is hysterical to look at.
It's a good time.
I heard
it's like a fun time.
The Twitter streets were saying that they were acting debaucherous.
Yeah, I get it.
That these cats know how to party.
Yeah. I'm sure at the end of the night, though, they compensated whoever they needed to. I'm sure they tipped graciously, and I'm happy that they're enjoying themselves because they earned it.
Absolutely.
It's been a long couple years.
Oh, man. All right. Other headlines brought to you by the DuPont Metaphor Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store?
We know trucks.
Today, we'll have Kalel Ware. He's going to get introduced to the media over at the arena today, so he'll get the tour.
I kind of noticed that's a new pronunciation. Is that the one we're going with?
I think I'm going with that. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going. I still don't know.
Because it's like Kal-El.
I don't know. I'm very scared. I don't know.
Yeah,
Kato. It feels like, I think he wants to be Kal-El.
Kal-El.
But if you know what? I'm workshopping it, everybody.
Yeah,
if I don't know it, give me a break. And I'll do what I did with Omer Yurtseven. When I finally get to sit down with the kid, ask him.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. I mean, we've had those moments before. A-chain.
Yeah.
Sertan.
I don't want him to do a Sertan. Just tell us how you want it. If he wants to be Kal-El, then be Kal-El.
I'll call you what you want, baby.
Yeah, whatever you want. Now, the Panthers, the Heat. Oh, man, I'm all over the place. the Heat.
Mm.
God damn. Minus one to me.
Minus
all
one.
Over the place today. Jesus Christ.
Okay, you've been talking a lot, dude.
I have been talking a lot.
Last couple days, you know, it's been a long week for you.
The Heat also drafted Pelle Larsson out of Arizona. Swedish.
Yes.
I have referred to him now as Swedish Swish.
Which is good. I haven't heard that. It's pretty good.
Swedish Swish.
I'm excited about this kid. This kid looks like he's got the goods.
Yeah.
You know, just intangibles. But I'll tell you what he could do, J-Fig. He could shoot it. This kid could shoot it. 6'6".
I like it.
I don't know. And then the Gogi tweet.
I think that's what got you the most.
It did. That was the most. I was like, all right, draft research. I didn't really do much on the second rounders, to be honest with you guys.
That's fair.
I had the draft show to do. I'm like, we'll figure it out. Basically, whoever we take in the second round, I'm going to say is a home run anyway. So why not I just wait and see who we pick? But we end up doing this little Swapski yesterday. We take this Pelle Larsson, and I'm like, all right, what do we got on Twitter on him? And the first thing I see on his Twitter account, which, by the way, go follow the poor kid. He's got like 1,000 followers. So let's go follow him. But I noticed, like, he doesn't tweet that much. So I scroll back, and there's this thing that said Goran Dragic. He goes, that's number nine kid. He's good. He's good.
Okay. I mean, we've already got his blessing.
If it's
Did
Goran,
you retweet that?
I did retweet it. I think it got the most retweets it's ever actually had from my retweet because people are going crazy for him now. But I just get the goosies. You know, I like this. I love the Alonzo Mourning picture today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday that got posted on it where Zoe is already taking him under his cultured wing and going to teach him the ways of Heat culture.
I love that Goran connection.
I do. I love the legends, even though Goran didn't know he was going to be on the Heat. It was 2 years ago. But I imagine if
it's
I...
a connection.
But now Gogi can remember. He's like, I always knew it. And he had some ball. He did, you know, played a little bit against Jaime, so there's familiarity there. Mm-hmm. He gets to come in with his teammate on the draft side. So I think it's all coming in harmonious for these young guns, you know?
Yeah, by the way, he's up to 1,925 followers.
Keep it going. What's his handle?
At his name. But it's not, I know it's Pelle, but his...
It looks like Pelle.
Yes, P-E-L-L-E, and then Larson is L-A-R-S-S-O-N
yep.
underscore. And that's also his Instagram, too, if you're interested in following him.
Ooh, boots on the gram.
Boots on the gram.
Take a break. Back after this.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy's out today. That's okay. He deserves it. Heading off into a weekend. We got some bets in for UFC 303.
We're going to be rich.
For our MMA fans out there, if you're looking for a little program, not much sports going on, right? If you want to listen to a little programming tomorrow on the BetQL Network and on the Odyssey app, Tapped Out coming your way 7 to 9. We got Brian Ortega. We got Anthony Lionheart-Smith joining the show.
Yeah.
Myself and Sean Levine, my co-host there. So if you guys are looking for that. And then Sunday, we have the parade coverage coming for you, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Myself, Hollywood, Danny Rabinowitz from the Joe Rose Show, and the big dog himself, Joe Rose, will be there along as well.
More importantly, though.
Yes, sir.
Me.
And Frog Boy. Frog on the street.
Yeah, Frog on the street.
Frog on the street is going to be out there. Soupy. What are you going to be wearing? Are you going to be wearing some Panther swag?
Yes. I will be wearing my red 560 QAM Panthers collaboration.
Ooh, I like that.
So I'll be easy to spot. Actually, I won't because everyone will be wearing red. But, you know, fine. I'll be around. Her Power 96 will be mixing as well in each place.
All right.
Something Downtown Murphy's. I forgot what the guy's name is. Either way, it's...
O'Keefe Murphy?
Sounds about right. Celtics fan Murphy?
I did laugh the other day because I saw the Heat draft party.
Yeah.
And I'm not making fun of you, sir, because you're a great Heat fan, but I did see a guy who had a custom Heat jersey that said Sully on the back. I said, surprising. Surprising. Not as surprising as the dog wearing a Jaime Jaquez jersey.
Oh,
that was that one caught me off guard. Great dog.
Good dog.
Get Scooby a Jaime Jaquez jersey, J-Fig.
Yeah.
That's a... okay. It's going to have to be a real custom size because that boy's small.
Jaime Barquez.
Point.
All right.
No, it's not.
Okay. A point.
Minus you one.
In spirit of Leroy, he probably would have shot that one down.
I like it.
I appreciate
he would have been like, really?
You know what Scooby likes after the show?
What's that?
A Jaime Jaquez.
Whoa, come on. He's hot.
Come on. Liberties with that.
Speaking of Jaime, this has just been announced. Jaime has been named to the USA Select Team.
What?
And so he is going to go to Vegas, and he's basically the scrimmage. He's on the scrimmage team.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tyler was on that. Tyler was on the USA Select Team back when Bam won with Tokyo. So Jaime is going to be on the Jaime is on the USA Select Team. The team team just tweeted that out. Speaking of the Miami Heat, some things making the rounds of Jimmy Butler world. He did a an interview, or I don't know, an interview a bit with Camila Cabello. How do I say her name?
Camila Cabello.
Oh, no, I don't think it's that.
No,
I think that's horse.
No. Oh. That's horse.
Just called her a horse.
Is it Camila Cabello?
No, it's Bayo.
You know, now you're so confusing me. It's
Camila
Cabello.
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 Okay.
Camila
Cabello. Havana,
na, na, na. Sure.
Call me Senorita.
I will.
No, you're normally better at Spanish than this.
Her name shakes me a little bit because I don't know. And now we have
it's her fault.
And now we have Bea Larson, even though it's Bella.
Yeah, see,
one's gonna call him that in the heat. They're gonna be like, "Hey, Bea."
You know what the problem is between both of these names?
Yep.
They have multiple L's.
Right.
But they're pronounced differently.
Confusing. You can understand my confusion.
Yeah, I get it.
Camila Cabello.
Cabello. She's Italian.
We know. Cabello. We know that she is friends with Jimmy Butler. She showed up to a game this year, right?
She's a mush.
Well.
Yes, she did. She's a friend of the team. Well, Jimmy, at least.
Right. She sat down with Jimmy. They were playing a game of horse.
Ah.
And there was
Cabello was playing Caballo.
Exactly, dude.
Wow.
That's a point.
You're going to confuse him more.
Oh, that's a point, dude.
So Jimmy and Camila Cabello were doing a game of Caballo. And in the midst of it, Jimmy Butler called out the fans.
Wow.
Because he was asked about the best and worst part of Miami. Mm. And we got honest Jimmy.
Wow.
And then the worst part to me, our fans never show up on time. They never show up on time.
You know why though? Because that's Latin people.
Yeah. And I'm just like, damn. I wanted to be rocking from like the jump ball.
Except
fans, come on.
Late.
We need y'all. Go in.
Wow.
I
feel like that was expected.
Yeah, and that's okay. If that's the biggest criticism,
he definitely had to say that because she's Hispanic herself.
He didn't have to say that. I mean, he didn't have to say that.
Come on, it's like the common joke.
He could say, well, I mean, and that's why I would expect a little bit more out of Jimmo because, you know, we already know the stereotypes all around. I mean, listen, it's honest, Jimmy. I get it, but, you know, you could be a jerk and I could be like, well, you know, like you to show up a little early too, as if don't miss 15 games before Christmas every year. One could say, hey, Jimmy Butler, how's about we don't miss a dozen games every October, November, December?
Wow.
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I get it. It's cute. You think it's funny? You're gonna get us, you know, you're gonna get us laughed at again. You know, Jimmy, we've already had a pretty tough month because, you know, these rat bastard Celtics came down here parading around with the trophy. And I just want to say, as an aside, Jimmy, I fully supported you getting your extension, even though now you're going into contract mode. So I just want to be clear. I don't call you out often. Just I would have gone in a different direction there, sir.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Would have gone in a different direction.
But
there.
It's truthful, you know? It's
because
you just want support.
I think some fans might want to say, I would like to know if Jimmy Butler coming to the game, roll of the dice, is he gonna be playing? I would like to know that if I were a fan. Hmm. But it's okay. It's okay. I get it. Hey, it's not unfair criticism because I go to all the Heat home games.
Yeah.
I agree. I would like it to be easier and more fans to be there. Right from the jump. That's why the Heat will lie to you on start times. They know this is an issue. What was the game this year? There was a game this year they started at like a stupid time. I want to say it was a play-in game. I think it was the second play-in game. Didn't they start it at like 5 o'clock?
Oh, it was a weird
second play-in game. And they showed it. They started at a really bad time. I was like, oh, this is going to be brutal.
Yeah. To be fair.
I get it.
A lot of traffic and construction in the area.
Totally agree, J Fig. Not an easy building to park at. It's not an easy building to get into.
Exactly.
And so, is it untrue what Jimmy's saying? It's not untrue. Would I like him telling Camila Cabello?
Okay.
Camila Cabello.
This is
Camila Cabello.
Okay.
Would I like him to be joking about it with her?
Okay.
Not really, dude.
Yeah, that's fair.
In fact, I would like you to keep the jokey jokes to yourself, okay? Because, and this is just me.
Mm. Is it just you?
I've been a little spotty with when you show up, dude. I mean, like, it would be nice if the fans knew after the Miami Open is here.
Oh.
Who's going to be in the starting lineup?
Oh.
And it not to be a game of roulette.
Wow, dude.
Maybe that's why we show up late.
Dang.
Maybe that is why we show up late. I'm just saying. You know, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't badger your own fan base.
You took it
if you wanted to say, what's the worst part of Miami? Obviously, Jimmy Butler, it's the traffic and the drivers. Mm. Which, by the way, you want to know something?
Yes.
I don't drive on the Palmetto very much.
Okay.
It's not where I have to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, you were going. No, because he's talking about that stretch, and you're familiar with this, Fig, because the improv is right in that area, too. You must have had to take it south to get to Dolphin Mall.
Yeah.
And you must have taken it at around 6 p.m.
Yeah. How the hell is that the fastest way to go, bro?
I have the trick for you, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Oh, please don't.
People are going to know. Write in the chat.
Good God.
I got a trick for you.
That was the longest 13 miles I've ever had to go in my life.
When I tell you, and this is hard to explain to people, obviously.
It's actually a nightmare there.
You know we have to deal with the morning Golden Glades, right? And we start at 10 o'clock, yep. Which means if you're traveling over to work at around that time, it's maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9 something. And again, jam-packed. Probably one of the worst times to take the Golden Glades. Then when I got to go to the improv, I'm taking the Palmetto southbound at around 6, 6:30. It is also the worst time to take that, dude.
Dude, I do not.
It's really hard if you're coming from
south.
South?
Yes.
Or if you're coming from north. Like, it does not help.
It's bad. It's really bad.
But I still find it, with my little secret, I find coming from north.
Oof.
A little easier.
All right, cool. Please.
Let's see. What else we got?
We'll give you the secret.
Somebody says, you're lashing out, Tobin. If Jimmy doesn't call us out, we will never beat the narrative. Wrong. Okay.
We're not going to beat
the narrative. Let me just say.
Yeah.
The damage is done, my friend.
For sure. Absolutely.
Like, it's not gonna matter. The damage is done.
Damage is done.
You're not going to fix Miami fans coming anywhere later or South Florida fans coming anywhere later. It's not going to matter. It's going to be like that. When it could be, you know, Jimmy Butler Jr. It could be Bam Adebayo Jr. It could be Tyler Hero. Harlem Hero will be starting for the Miami Heat in 20 years. And we're going to be talking about late fans. It just is what it is. I don't need the star of the team saying that. I don't. And I never call Jimmy out. Mm. I never call Jimmy out. Wow. I love Jimmy Butler.
You're really taking this one, huh?
I don't like that.
That's rough.
You can think it.
I hope he kind of hears this. Calls you out.
He can call me out. I have no problem. He can think it. You don't have to tell Camila Cabello. You don't have to tell her.
Yeah. And what's interesting is you're actually one of the early people. So you're not even speaking on your behalf.
I know it's not. No, I'm doing.
They call him Punctual Tomes.
Dude, I am there. You want to know why?
Mm.
I hate traffic. That's why.
Yeah. No, that's
I get there early.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
On time, tell us.
Do I wish South Florida would understand traffic down here sucks a little bit more? But people have jobs. What do you want me to do?
For sure.
So I think here's what the deal should be.
All right.
I will call out the fans, Jimmy.
Mm.
I will call out the fans.
Okay.
And I will get them out of the pressure.
Mm?
You only miss 10 games next year.
Okay.
And then we can, with truce. But compromise.
Like, but what if he has a, not a serious like season ending injury, but what if he needs serious, like for example, all the back to backs, you can go ahead and count that out right there, right? That's already like 10 games.
Why do I have to count that out?
I mean, do you want him playing back to backs?
What's more embarrassing, Jimmy saying it or ESPN? Jimmy! Jimmy says it.
Yeah,
your own players. ESPN's going to say they're going to make their jokey jokes. That's why it's more embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's why it's more embarrassing. Now, Jimmy also had another comment to say.
Yeah.
Here he was when asked about his toughest opponent.
Who is your toughest opponent in the NBA right now?
My toughest opponent in the NBA. Man. Toughest opponent in the NBA is Father Time. I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older. And I know I can compete with the best of them. But as you get older, stuff happens. You know, your body doesn't hold up as well. All of that good stuff. So I would say Father Time. I still feel great at the age of 34 going on 35. But Father Time is undefeated, so they say.
So they say.
I don't like this interview.
Oh,
I don't like this interview. I don't like this interview. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't like this interview. I don't like it.
You're putting handcuffs on.
I don't like it. Don't want to father time is your toughest opponent.
Yeah, that's good. That means he doesn't see anyone.
I feel like
in
that's
NBA.
Fair.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Isn't it? Like, what would you prefer he said? Kawhi Leonard?
Yes.
Oh, really?
In fact, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you want him to pick a player?
Yes. Okay. Father time. That is the wrong, especially in the midst of negotiations, Jimmy. Why would you say that? I mean, did he know that this interview was coming out, and that's why he stopped extension talks?
That could be it.
What a terrible answer.
Maybe because in his mind, he's, you know, he still thinks he's young. And
oh my god.
This is not new knowledge, guys. Father time gets everyone.
It's true.
Okay,
you're again, thinking a little too into
J-Fig,
it.
J-Fig, but this is, again, sometimes it's okay to think it and not say it. Sometimes. Sometimes it's okay. Honesty is sometimes the best policy, but sometimes withholding is the best policy.
It doesn't necessarily
is it?
Roll
I mean,
off the tongue now.
It's out there.
Just keep it inside, dude. And Camilla. Stop messing up Jimmy Butler!
Hey, she is the problem, really. If we're really diving into this, she is the problem.
I feel like you should blame the people that are organizing this.
Yeah. Complex, Complex magazine? Or
yeah,
Complex channel?
Because both parties have to agree on this, and this is why it comes out.
Does anyone read a magazine anymore?
I don't even know. I've never even seen a copy of Complex magazine.
Like, ever?
No. I've seen I know the channel. Like, I see the digital, but I don't
know they had a digital. But I do remember their old, like, you know, you go to CVS or something like that. They got a whole wall of magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you go through the cover. It's okay. Why would I pay for this? I just read it.
Dade South says, Toba wants to give Father Time an extra $60 million. I did.
Oh,
I do.
Okay.
But, you know, he's decided, no, never mind. I'm going to go make you pay and pay him to pay him $240 million.
Wow,
why
dude.
Would you say that? Why would you say that?
He's
Jimmy?
Just being honest.
I don't mean. Fine.
What's crazy is you had less of a problem with 22 looks good in purple and yellow. You had less of a problem with that.
I didn't have a problem with it.
See?
Because it is what it is. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like, yeah. He's going to, you know, when Jimmy Butler is
it. What's the difference here?
See, Jimmy,
same thing.
Because Jimmy Butler
he
is
knows
not.
What he's doing.
Because Jimmy Butler in purple and gold, he's trolling. And this one, I think we got honest Jimmy here. And I don't want honest Jimmy.
Oh, wow. You can't handle the truth.
I can handle I already know the truth.
Ah.
I already know the truth. If your friend is a drunk.
Everyone knows yes. the truth.
If your friend is a drunk, do you have to run up the score and tell him? And be like, hey, Carl, you might want to stop knocking back so many drinky poos. It's not going well for you right now. Life is spiraling. Maybe I could tell that to him, but he kind of knows too. All right. We already know. The damage is done.
Some people need to hear it.
Carl's wife left him. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Carl's kids hate him.
Jeez.
All right. He lost his job. I also have to profess to Complex and Camila Cabello that Carl is a drunk? Okay. I know the fans show up here late.
Are Heat fans, Carl? Is that what you're
I know the Heat fans show up late. I know. I'm aware. We're all aware. Yeah. Do I need the star blasting it out there saying, it's the worst?
Okay. I mean, you're doing a little much. It's just a simple, candid interview.
I feel like he's stretching this.
We're playing a game of Caballo.
That's a simple. Cabello.
Playing Caballo, though.
Oh, okay.
Which is many more letters, by the way. This is the first L or the second L, I can't tell. Yeah. But he's just being candid, Jimmy. He's just being honest. And if
less
anything,
candid.
Why? How come you allow Pat Riley to be so candid, huh?
How can I allow him to be?
Yeah, well,
I didn't like what Pat Riley said.
Well, you caused him to say
I didn't want him to say that. That was another thing I wanted him to shut up. I didn't want Pat Riley to say that.
She just wanted everyone to just lie to each other.
Yes, that's what I would like.
Basically, Camila Cabello in this situation.
The only person that I want honest is Bam Adebayo telling Leroy that I'm going to smoke him in dominoes.
Yeah, and Gogi when he breaks into.
Do you want to know why? I'll give you a perfect example.
Yep.
In the Bam Adebayo interview.
All right.
When Leroy is making fun of Udonis Haslam's gray hair.
Yes.
And Bam's like, hey, man. You're not going to get yelled at about this. I'm going to get tagged along with this because I'm in this interview. That's a pro.
Yeah.
That's a pro. He may think it.
He's had media training for sure.
He may think it. Is he going to say it?
That was good. He bounced around that question pretty well. And it's true. UD will hit him up.
Dade South says, it's like Tobin saying enough of J.J. Redick while talking about J.J. Redick, just bringing more attention to it. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, truthfully.
Of course.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Had Bam Adebayo on the show earlier. If you guys missed it, we'll bring that to you next hour as well.
He was good.
He was good. He was really, really good. Let us get to the mix bag.
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. Guys and Figgy, what are the robots doing?
Taking over?
They're taking our jobs.
Okay.
Don't like it.
They are taking our jobs. AI's getting scary. Are you guys familiar with AI and all the wonders that it is able to do?
Yes.
As you know.
And scary things to do.
Very scary things. When it was
terrifying.
First, it was like, oh, hey, cool. This thing could answer questions, or it could write your paper, your thesis paper, if you will.
Yep.
Now things seem to be progressing as NBC to use an AI-generated version of Al Michaels' voice during the Summer Olympics.
Really?
That is where we are at with technology.
All right.
They plan to use an artificial clone. And initially, Michaels, who's 79, not very familiar with this technology, was very skeptical until he heard the AI-generated version of his speaking voice, which is capable of greeting viewers by name.
They got a lot of reference points they could use for that, too. So, like, the more data you have and the more Al Michaels clips you have,
absolutely,
the better the AI.
Let's go ahead and hear more about this.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored 0, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Let me get this straight, dude.
Yeah.
That's not Al Michaels.
That was not Al Michaels, my friend.
I don't like this.
That was not Al Michaels.
Scooby's angry.
I don't like this.
Scooby doesn't like it either.
What are we going to do? Like, isn't it going to get easier to frame people for murder?
Yeah.
You know, you ever worry about that?
No, for sure.
Like, there's a lot of my voice all over the internet, right?
You got 8 years, 4 hours of time.
What if somebody tries to frame me, dude? And they use just all the podcasts, all the YouTube videos that we have of this time.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they frame old Tobes.
I'm working on it. Trust
me. Pretty soon you're going to start blaming AI for all your little flip-flops.
Oh, that's good. Look at that.
I don't like it.
Positive.
Although that does get me out of boxing.
Although
you kind of are like AI. You are a bastard because you'll do that and take my stuff out of context anyway.
No.
I am always
she
ahead of the game.
Definitely uses a truth and nothing but the truth.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Even Scooby knows you're
a
liar.
Scooby, you're supposed to be on my side, dude. Peacock estimates that nearly 7 million personalized variants of the recap could be streamed across the U.S. during the games, drawing from NBC's 5,000 hours of live coverage. So imagine that. You can go home and, hey, Brendan, I know you're a fan of show poniness. Here's what happened. And there you go. You got Al Michaels in your pocket now, dude.
I don't like it.
I mean,
I don't like that. No.
Okay. What about, if you can get anyone, though, if you can, let's say you're changing Al Michaels' voice. Is there anyone's voice who you'd like to have, maybe?
Just tell
no,
me about.
No, I like the real voice.
Just to tell me about my day?
Yeah, just give you a recap.
Pat Riley.
Yeah, look at that. See? Now we're talking. AI can tell you.
I'd like it to be Mike McDaniel, but it'd take too long.
No, oh, definitely. If it's Pat Riley, it'd sound like this.
Oh, my God. I need to work on that. That's just not it.
I think it's getting better, actually. I think it's getting better.
What else you got? What else is in the mixed bag?
All right. If I had to ask you both, J-Fig, who do you think is going to be the NFL MVP this year?
Easy.
Wow.
Leroy Horde.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. He's good. But not eligible. Tobin, who do you think is going to be MVP this year?
MVP for the 2024 NFL season, quite obviously, Tua Tagovailoa.
These are
all valid.
Valid points, for sure. I could probably ask you guys 100 times who you think MVP would be, and you'll never pick this name. But according to Trey McBride.
Who?
Exactly. Kyler Murray.
Really?
May have an MVP season.
Give me the best elevator pitch for Kyler Murray, MVP candidate in 2024.
Yeah, this is my third year with him now, and he seems more motivated than ever. He's a guy who's bringing everyone together. We're throwing every weekend. We're getting everyone together, and he's in the building, first one in, last one out. You know, he's one of those guys who's doing everything the right way, and this is the most confident I've seen him. This is his first year that I've been fully healthy with him. He's fully healthy. I think everything's trending in the right way. He has a ton of weapons out there, and I have full confidence that he's capable of an MVP season.
I had no idea that was the Cardinals tight end.
I tell you what, I thought it was his quarterback's coach.
I thought it was too. I was like, who the hell is Trey McBride?
Yeah, exactly.
You'll excuse me. Although, I'm not watching a lot of Cardinals lately. Man, and also, you know, but you know who you should go to for that. Strangely, anytime we have a fantasy draft, Leroy loves taking Cardinals.
What?
It's very weird.
Why? Like, I can't even think of
the last one that I did with him, he took like three Cardinals. I'm like, Leroy, they're the Cardinals.
What are you doing, Leroy? Love it. Absolutely love it. Kyler Murray on the short list for MVPs. I wouldn't.
What are his odds? Do we have any idea?
Kyler Murray MVP odds. It just says slim. Odds for MVP.
Give us one more in the next
plus 5,000.
All right, we'll get it on it. What's Tua's odds? Do you have any idea?
Let's see. I feel like it should be higher, right?
Higher than 5,000? No, Tua's got. Yeah,
oh,
Tua's
my God. Low. No, it is higher.
Really?
Plus 10,000.
Really?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Tua was the leader last year.
I know. He's plus 5,000 in regards to offensive
play. So you're telling me Kyler Murray has better odds to win MVP than Tua Tagovailoa by a lot?
Actually, I think I know why that makes sense, though. If there is success for the Cardinals, Kyler Murray is going to get the credit. If there's success for the Dolphins, there's so many other factors that weigh into it that people aren't going to give Tua the credit he deserves. Look at me saying that.
I guess. I mean, yeah, there was that split vote thing with Tyreek Hill last year, but still, no. Tua was the leader at one point.
You know, though, if I go to BetMGM, they have him, his odds at plus 2,500. It was Fox Sports that had him listed at plus 10,000.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, and I see Tua at plus 3,000.
All
right. And I see Kyler Murray at plus 5,000. That's according to FanDuel.
Yeah, it makes a little MGM. Bit more sense. Plus 10,000 is ridiculous. What are we doing here?
BetMGM. I think I'm on that show tonight, too. I gotta stop talking.
God. Hey, man. Give it a rest, dude.
Stop talking. I'm tired.
And then you're on. Hey, buddy, you're on Sunday as well. It's Saturday.
Why did I
Sunday.
Agree to go on?
And you're on tomorrow.
You are.
Why did I agree?
You need a day. You need a day. You came back from Peanut Island. Tired.
I'm going to Peanut Island tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
When are you going to have the time?
I don't know. I'm doing a podcast with an octopus.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Octopus.
Wow.
I think you got next year's capabilities, and I love the fact that the Heat legend Ron Duggett also thought Taylor Larson.
Yeah.
Had something special to years ago. So, I think Adam Simon has done it again.
Wow.
The Heat win the draft, and much like you.
This is all on one breath.
They are chameleons. They can camouflage and find anything, Mr. Octopus.
Yes, there you go.
This has been the Planet Island Underwater Podcast.
That's great.
Kind of say, we understood most of that.
Yeah, for sure. Pandering to the host there. Too. I say, oh, much like you. Much like yourself.
Oh, man. All right. We'll take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Had Bam Adebayo on the show earlier. If you guys missed it, we'll bring that to you next hour as well.
He was good.
He was good. He was really, really good. Let us get to the mix bag.
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. Guys and Figgy, what are the robots doing?
Taking over?
They're taking our jobs.
Okay.
Don't like it.
They are taking our jobs. AI is getting scary. Are you guys familiar with AI and all the wonders that it is able to do?
Yes.
As you know,
Scary things to do.
Very scary things. When it was
terrifying,
oh, hey, cool. This thing could answer questions, or it could write your paper, your thesis paper, if you will.
Yep.
Now things seem to be progressing as NBC to use an AI-generated version of Al Michaels' voice during the Summer Olympics.
Really?
That is where we are at with technology.
All right.
They plan to use an artificial clone. And initially, Michaels, who's 79, not very familiar with this technology, was very skeptical until he heard the AI-generated version of his speaking voice, which is capable of greeting viewers by name.
They got a lot of reference points they could use for that, too. So, like, the more data you have and the more Al Michaels clips you have,
absolutely,
the better the AI.
Let's go ahead and hear more about this.
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100 meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored 0, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Let me get this straight, dude.
Yeah.
That's not Al Michaels.
That was not Al Michaels, my friend.
I don't like this.
That was not Al Michaels.
Scooby's angry.
I don't like this.
Scooby doesn't like it either.
What are we going to do? Like, isn't it going to get easier to frame people for murder?
Yeah.
You know, you ever worry about that?
No, for sure.
Like, there's a lot of my voice all over the internet, right?
You got 8 years, 4 hours of time.
What if somebody tries to frame me, dude? You're and they done. Use just all the podcasts, all the YouTube videos that we have of this time.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they frame old Tobes.
I'm working on it. Trust
me. Pretty soon you're going to start blaming AI for all your little flip-flops.
Oh, that's good. Look at that.
I don't like it.
Positive.
Although that does get me out of boxing.
Although
you kind of are like AI, you are a bastard because you'll do that and take my stuff out of context anyway.
No.
I am always ahead of the game.
She definitely uses a truth and nothing but the truth.
No, that's not true. That's not true. See, even Scooby knows you're a liar.
Scooby, you're supposed to be on my side, dude. Peacock estimates that nearly 7 million personalized variants of the recap could be streamed across the U.S. during the games, drawing from NBC's 5,000 hours of live coverage. So imagine that. You can go home and, hey, Brendan, I know you're a fan of show poniness. Here's what happened. And there you go. You got Al Michaels in your pocket now, dude.
I don't like it.
I mean,
I don't like that. No.
Okay. What about, if you can get anyone, though, if you can, let's say you're changing Al Michaels' voice. Is there anyone's voice who you'd like to have, maybe?
Just tell me about.
No, I like the real voice.
Just to tell me about my day?
Just give you a recap. Pat Riley, yeah, look at that. See, now we're talking. AI can tell you.
I'd like it to be Mike McDaniel, but it'd take too long.
No, oh, definitely. If it's Pat Riley, it'd sound like this.
I need to work on that. That's
just not it. I think it's getting better, actually.
What else you got? So. What else is in the mixed bag?
All right. If I had to ask you both, J-Fig, who do you think is going to be the NFL MVP this year?
Easy.
Wow.
Leroy Horde.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. He's good, but not eligible. Tobin, who do you think is going to be MVP this year?
MVP for the 2024 NFL season, quite obviously, Tua Tagovailoa.
These are
all valid.
Valid points, for sure. I could probably ask you guys 100 times who you think MVP would be, and you'll never pick this name. But according to Trey McBride.
Who?
Exactly. Kyler Murray.
Really?
May have an MVP season.
Give me the best elevator pitch for Kyler Murray, MVP candidate in 2024.
Yeah, this is my third year with him now, and he seems more motivated than ever. He's a guy who's bringing everyone together. We're throwing every weekend. We're getting everyone together, and he's in the building, first one in, last one out. You know, he's one of those guys who's doing everything the right way, and this is the most confident I've seen him. This is his first year that I've been fully healthy with him. He's fully healthy. I think everything's trending in the right way. He has a ton of weapons out there, and I have full confidence that he's capable of an MVP season.
I had no idea that was the Cardinals tight end.
I tell you what, I thought it was his quarterback's coach.
I thought it was too. I was like, who the hell is Trey McBride?
Yeah, exactly.
You'll excuse me. Although, I'm not watching a lot of Cardinals lately. Man, and also, you know, but you know who you should go to for that. Strangely, anytime we have a fantasy draft, Leroy loves taking Cardinals.
What?
It's very weird.
Why? Like, I can't even think of
the last one that I did with him. He took like three Cardinals. I'm like, Leroy, they're the Cardinals.
What are you doing, Leroy? Love it. Absolutely love it. Kyler Murray on the short list for MVPs. I wouldn't.
What are his odds? Do we have any idea? That's
good. Kyler Murray MVP odds. It just says slim. Odds for MVP.
Give us one more in the
plus
mixed bag.
+5,000.
All right, we'll get it on it. What's Tua's odds? Do you have any idea?
Let's see. I feel like it should be higher, right?
Higher than 5,000? No, Tua's got. Yeah,
oh,
Tua's
my God. No, it is higher.
Really?
Plus 10,000.
Really?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Tua was the leader last year.
I know. He's plus 5,000 in regards to offensive play.
So you're telling me Kyler Murray has better odds to win MVP than Tua Tagovailoa by a lot?
Actually, I think I know why that makes sense, though. If there is success for the Cardinals, Kyler Murray is going to get the credit. If there's success for the Dolphins, there's so many other factors that weigh into it that people aren't going to give Tua the credit he deserves. Look at me saying that.
I guess. I mean, yeah, there was that split vote thing with Tyreek Hill last year, but still, no. Tua was the leader at one point.
You know, though, if I go to BetMGM, they have his odds at plus 2,500. It was Fox Sports that had him listed at plus 10,000.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, and I see Tua at plus 3,000.
All right.
And I see Kyler Murray at plus 5,000. That's according to FanDuel.
Yeah, it makes a little bit more sense. Plus 10,000 is ridiculous. What are we doing here?
BetMGM. I think I'm on that show tonight, too. I gotta stop talking. God.
Hey, man. Give it a rest, dude.
I'm tired.
And then you're on Sunday as well. It's Saturday.
Why did I
Sunday?
Agree to go on?
And you're on tomorrow.
You are.
Why did I agree?
You need a day. You came back from Peanut Island.
I'm going to Peanut Island tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
When are you going to have the time?
I don't know. I'm doing a podcast with an octopus.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Octopus.
Wow.
I thought you got Max Stars capabilities, and I love the Heat with the Heat legend, Ron Dugget, also thought. Taylor Larson.
Yeah.
Had something special 2 years ago. So, I think Adam Simon has done it again. Wow. The Heat win the draft, and much like you.
This is all on one breath.
They are chameleons. They can camouflage and find anything, Mr. Octopus.
Yes, there you go.
This has been the Planet Island Underwater Podcast.
That's great.
Trying to say, we understood most of that.
Yeah, for sure. Pandering to the host there. Too. I say, oh, much like you. Much like yourself.
Oh, man. All right. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.